Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. From tiny little cakes and brownies to pizza, children have been making treats with the Easy Bake Oven for 50 years. We're going to talk about the history of this toy created at Kenner in Cincinnati with Todd Coupe. He's the author of Light Bulb Baking, A History of the Easy Bake Oven. You can join the discussion by calling us at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to hear your Easy Bake Oven stories. Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, I wondered, what made you decide to write the story, a whole book, about the Easy Bake Oven?
There were two things. I had obviously had some experience with the toy growing up with three sisters in Massachusetts. And we were also a family that owned a restaurant, so we were always around sort of the food and food service industry. But I really got the idea for the book when I visited the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, and it was shortly after the Easy Bake Oven had been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I had an opportunity to chat with some of the curators there about the oven, and that sort of snowballed into additional research and ultimately the book.
Now, what some people might not be aware of is the Easy Bake Oven was invented right here in Cincinnati.
That's true. Yeah, it was invented right there in Cincinnati. The idea was actually came to one of Kenner's salespeople in New York City, in Manhattan specifically. His name was Norman Shapiro, and he brought it back to Kenner in Cincinnati, and it kind of took off from there.
Well, the key, and you have this certainly in the title with the idea of light bulb baking, is that the heat from an incandescent light bulb was warm enough that it could cook the cookies or the pizza or the brownies or whatever was being made. Can you explain how that all worked? You've got a great diagram in here of the ins and outs of the Easy Bake Oven, which there really are a lot of thought involved in how the whole thing was put together.
Well, actually, yeah, the toy, the original toy has a patent on it based on the baking chamber. And essentially what they did was they took advantage of the fact that bulbs are pretty poor sources of energy, in the sense that they only give off about 10% of their energy usage is in light, and then the remaining 90% is in heat. So it made a perfect energy source for the Easy Bake Oven.
And there were a lot of other aspects to it. The original ones, 1963, were sort of boxy. I remember I had one of those. It was yellow, and I guess yellow came out in like 67. It was aquamarine or something, first of all. Is that right?
Right. The first two, the model that came out in 63 was released in two colors. There was the sunshine yellow version, which you're talking about, and then the turquoise version, which you often see in the old ads from the day.
Well, speaking of the old ads, we have a commercial on hand from YouTube we thought we'd share with the audience and sort of get you in the Easy Bake Oven spirit.
Easy bake, fast as you can. Mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them bake now. Slide them in, slide them out, Easy Bake, wow! Only Kenner's Easy Bake Oven set makes such delicious cakes, cookies, candy, brownies, pizza, pies, and biscuits. It bakes like magic with two ordinary light bulbs and has a special cooling chamber. Easy Bake by Kenner.
Now, I have to tell you, I had an Easy Bake Oven, and I'm not so sure about the delicious part of that, although I guess when I was 6 and 7, I thought it was pretty good. You said your sisters had them. Did you find them to be delicacies there, or was it just the idea of being able to bake your own food?
No, like I say in the intro to the book, it was completely all about managing our own kitchen and producing items that were editable. We realized that they never looked like they did on the packages that we were using, but that was okay.
One of the things I think I remember making was I learned for the very first time how to make pretzels, because you had to take that dough and sort of roll it in the pretzel shape. My mom and I, neither one of us who are particularly artistically inclined, although we're pretty good bakers, had to sit there and shape those pretzels. Were there particular types of foods that were the most popular that they sold? Because Betty Crocker ended up getting involved, correct?
That's true. Betty, General Mills, the parent company of Betty Crocker, acquired Kenner I believe in 1967. But before that, I think one of the interesting things about the Easy Bake Oven is the sheer number of mix sets that were released for different types of food. I think if I'm counting, if I remember correctly, there were something like 30 or 40 different types of food that you could make in the oven. And Kenner did a great job of really pushing out various options. I would say, though, that the most popular were the standards, the cakes and the cookies.
And then the frosting mix, that you just mixed in a bowl and added water, right?
Right. The frosting mix, you didn't have to put that into the oven itself. No light bulb required.
We'd love to hear stories from your Easy Bake Oven experiences over the past 50 years, or maybe even more recently. We'll talk a little bit soon about how the oven has changed over the years. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So let's talk about how the Easy Bake Oven changed over time. It started out, as you described it, in 1963, sort of the box, the cooling rack. You sort of pushed it through and it could cool. But things changed and they wanted to make it look a little more modern. What happened next?
Well, I think big parts of the book is I call it a visual history. And what it does is it traces the model changes from 1963 to present. And what you can really see is that the Easy Bake Oven kind of changed from just a standard kids' toy to what I say is a pop culture icon. And part of that change is reflected in the models themselves. I mean, as colors changed, popular colors changed, the Easy Bake often changed to match. The models changed as the microwave oven came into being popular, then the Easy Bake Oven again changed to match as well. So I think it's a very interesting sort of change throughout the 50 years.
Now, there were some, one of the things they wanted to, you mentioned in the book, they wanted to call it was the fact that it was a very safe oven to start, but they said, no, you can't call it, was it safety oven or something like that right away, because it was not proven yet. Nobody really had it. But they did try
right.
to...
No, I was just going to say the original name was going to be called the Safety Bake Oven, but that was kind of dismissed because there wasn't a safety track record yet in place to support that type of thing.
Initially, though, the oven seemed to be pretty safe. There weren't any major issues. But then as time went on and they did some changes to the oven, there were some problems. What happened?
Like any toy, I mean, there are some bumps in the road. And in 2006, Hasbro at the time released a new version of the oven, and it was it didn't use a light bulb. It was one of the first versions of the oven that used a heating element, so it was essentially a toaster oven. And they changed the way the cakes and cookies and things were loaded into the oven. It became sort of a front loading version as opposed to a side loading model that was released initially. And there were some reports of kids getting their fingers burned or caught in the mechanism, and so there ended up being a recall on that particular model, which affected about a million of the toys. But of course, none of the versions that were released earlier than that.
And one of the things that has happened over time, of course, is that the light bulb isn't used the same way that it used to be. We have more efficient light bulbs now. What's happening with the oven with the new light bulb issues?
Yeah, again, based on some legislation in the United States, too, the incandescent light bulbs had more stringent energy efficiency requirements, which essentially caused them to not be produced in a different way and make them not really suitable for powering the Easy Bake. So what happened is the light bulb was replaced in 2011 in the Easy Bake Ultimate Oven. Now uses a heating element as well, and the subsequent models they've released continue that trend.
Our number is 513-419-7100 if you have a question or a comment. Amy's on the line from Fort Thomas. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Marianne. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us your story.
Well, my story is that my father worked for Leviton and American Insulated Wire here in Cincinnati. And he worked with Kenner Toys. And he is one of the people that worked with Kenner to get the correct wiring in the right socket so that it would be the right heating unit for the Easy Bake Oven.
So
and I remember as a kid, he brought it home, and we got to test it and play with it before it was on the market.
Oh, so you were the cool kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that. But
well, did it change much over time once you saw it compared to when you saw it come out on the market? Did they make many changes to it after that?
You know, as a little kid, I don't remember that much. I do remember that it was sort of a yellow color and very boxy.
Very boxy, yep. That's the pictures.
And, you know, that's really the main thing. I just remember putting those little brownie things in to cook it in the little round pans for the cake.
Did your dad take any pride in that years later as the Easy Bake Oven became such an iconic toy?
He did, but my father was never one to brag about things. And so, you know, when we would talk about it, he would say, you know, well, I did work with them and I worked with the inventor, Hal, I think, was that his name? Something like that. But yeah, it was something though that I think that he did take pride in, but it was not anything he bragged about.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org, with your Easy Bake Oven stories. Patty's calling from Dayton now. Hi, Patty.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. So
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
My story's really simple. I was probably the one that they needed the safety rules for. We got an Easy Bake Oven, and I put my pan in the oven and got it nice and warm, and then I convinced my cousin that it wasn't warm and put it on the back of her hand.
Oh, my.
I got spanked for it. I put a little red welt on her. So, you know, I was cooking all the time and off my grandmother's stove, but the Easy Bake Oven was just too much fun. It was so fun.
So you still get to use it after that experience, or?
Well, I was kind of watched very carefully after that experience. They were very selective on who they let me play with.
I bet you still don't have that oven today.
I don't. I wish I did, though.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Patty. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Do you find that that's true, that people, are those ovens really worth anything today, those old ones, Todd?
Well, you can find them pretty easily on eBay, and you can get them still for a reasonable price. Again, the shape that they're in will vary depending on, you know, how the person kept the oven. But, yeah, you can definitely find them. And there isn't a really high-priced market for them, primarily because there's been 30 million of them sold over the years, so there's quite a number of them still out there.
I'm talking with Todd Coupe. He's the author of Light Bulb Baking, The History of the Easy Bake Oven. It was invented here in Cincinnati with Kenner Toys. You also bring in the Goonie Bird, and, you know, I'd heard of a Goonie Bird, but I didn't realize the connection there. How did the Goonie Bird get involved? It's one of Jim Henson's Muppets.
Well, the Goonie Bird was actually, it became the Kenner mascot. And it started appearing on a lot of their print and media campaigns, as well as on the packaging. And it had a catchphrase that it would say, it's Kenner, it's fun. And you're right, Jim Henson was contracted by Kenner's ad agency of record at the time, which is Leonard Sive and Associates. I hope I'm saying that his name correctly. But they contracted with Jim Henson to create a Muppet version of that. Of the Goonie Bird, and it appeared in a commercial or two that was pretty popular.
One of the other issues that I thought was interesting is you said in the book when the oven first came out, it cost $15.95, and that seems like, for 1963, a pretty high price. Was it a pricey toy?
I think, and that's about $100 today, if you do the math. It seems like it was pricey, but the reality is that they made 500,000 units and they sold out immediately. So I think the market kind of told them that their price was fair at that point. Yeah.
It was certainly marketed to girls and little girls and new, you know, wanting to be housewives and moms and that sort of thing. But over time, as the Easy Bake Oven continued, there were some changes made and there was some encouragement to make it more than just a girl's toy. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, even from the beginning, Kenner sort of marketed the toy to both boys and girls, and they primarily appealed to boys through the type of mixes that they offered. They offered a, I don't know if you would recall, but they offered a popcorn maker pretty quickly after the oven was introduced, and most of the advertising for that, there were boys on the advertising. But over the years, they've released Easy Bake Ovens directly targeted to boys, and one of them was called the Queasy Bake Cookerator, and that was marketed directly to boys.
You also talk about how some chefs got involved and tried to encourage the Easy Bake Oven marketers to market it not as more of a neutral toy. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there was a couple years ago, there was a girl in New Jersey named McKenna Pope, and she put an online petition asking Hasbro to release the Easy Bake Oven in more gender-neutral colors. And that petition went viral, and what happened was, like anything on the internet that goes viral, there were some interested professional chefs got involved. Both male and female, and they sort of joined in the chorus of voices asking Hasbro to produce a gender-neutral version of the oven. And Hasbro was already working on a model that had some gender-neutral colors in it, and they released it this year in 2013 as one of the 50th anniversary models.
Our phone number, if you have a question or a comment about the Easy Bake Oven, yours, your sister's, your family's, your daughter's, 513, or your son's, 513-419-7100. One of the things that happened after the chefs got involved and the neutral version of the oven was introduced, you talk in the book about how when they were marketing to little girls, they called it for little cooks. But when boys got involved, suddenly it became chefs. Is that true?
Right. I mean, I think through the literature over the years, that is a notable change in marketing. When they are marketing exclusively to women, they use different terminology than they do when they're sort of making a cross-gender appeal with this particular toy or sometimes in toys in general.
The million sold that you talked about, was that all in the United States or did that toy go overseas?
You mean with the Easy Bake? The Easy Bake Oven was available in multiple markets outside of the United States. One of the more popular markets was actually up in Canada, where Kenner at the time formed a partnership with Irwin Toy, and they, in order to distribute the oven up there. So there's actually a sort of a French version of the oven in Canada, which from a collector standpoint would be a bit more difficult to find.
You also talked about a collectible one that was a gold one or was a prize. Can you tell us about that?
Right. To celebrate the 5 millionth Easy Bake Oven that had been sold, Kenner at the time had a contest in which you could register through various ways. And the winner, their parents got actually a Harvest Gold kitchen, if you can imagine that, and the child would receive a special gold version Easy Bake Oven, which I've never actually seen a photo of. I would imagine it would be the most rare version of the toy on the market if you could find it.
What about today? Talk about how the oven looks so much different today. We talked about how in 1963 when it was invented, it was very boxy, very, you know, you had the top box and the bottom box and the sort of square trays where the cakes came out to cool. They look very different today.
It does. It's not using a light bulb, and it's using a heating element, which allows Hasbro to make the baking chamber bigger. It definitely resembles kind of a toaster oven quasi microwave oven combination. It still does the side entry and exit like the early Easy Bake ovens did, but it's very much designed to appeal to kids that are into, you know, a variety of different color patterns and sets. It's not as I guess plain looking as the original Easy Bake oven was, and that, I think some of that just has to do with the nature of marketing toys these days.
Has the food changed over the years? It's not certainly, we're going to post the commercial we played earlier online, and you see the little boy just scarfing down brownies and cakes, and that sort of goes against what people talk about today with obesity in children and those sorts of things. Has anything been done to lighten up those cookies and cakes, or to make the food any healthier?
Not really. I mean, it is a dessert-based toy. Primarily, they have branched out to do, things like pizza, but it really has remained pretty true to the desserts that kids enjoy. I don't believe that they've really made any major changes in terms of, going the low fat.
Bob just called and said there was a Pizza Hut version of the oven in the 70s. He remembers that. Do you remember finding anything that out in your research?
There was indeed a Pizza Hut version, but it wasn't anything that was. It wasn't an Easy Bake oven. It was one of the competitive ovens that would come out. I mean, as you know, anytime a toy becomes popular, there are some competitive models that would come out. So yes, I do actually personally have owned that Pizza Hut oven in my collection here, but it wasn't something that Kenner was involved in.
Did they have a lot of competition?
They did. I mean, as you go through historically and look at the competition, you can see that none of it really matched, you know, what the Easy Bake Oven was in terms of sales or moving individual units or popularity, I should say. But there were definitely attempts to capitalize on its popularity by, you know, offering versions that might have slightly different form factor or different mixes, or would appeal to parents maybe that didn't use light bulbs. They would plug in and use regular electricity or something like that. But again, none of them really, took the place of the Easy Bake Oven in terms of popularity.
Thank you so much for joining us, Todd. We're out of time. It's been a great trip down memory lane.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking with the author of Light Bulb Baking, A History of the Easy Bake Oven, Todd Coupe. Cincinnati Edition is produced by Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andrus. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.